The bipartisan No Labels Caucus will introduce a bill this week to pressure agencies to use strategic sourcing. It's one of nine bills the caucus is introducing to make the government more efficient and effective. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins us now with a sneak peek. Hi, Jason.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
So, Jason, first off, what is the No Labels Caucus and what would its new bill do?
Well, the No Labels Caucus is basically a group of Republicans and Democrats who are saying, hey, we want to solve problems. We want to be stuck in this partisan world of, hey, are you a Democrat? Are you a Republican? Are you conservative? Are you a liberal? What they want to do is just say, what are the problems and how can we solve them? And what they're seeing is, hey, the government is not spending money the way they probably should or not as efficiently as they should. So they're saying with this bill, and this is, again, as you mentioned, one of nine that's coming out this week, how can we get agencies to use strategic sourcing better more often? So the draft bill that I have a copy of and that we're going to post later this morning on federalnewsradio.com requires actually the president to establish a goal of saving about 10% or about $10 billion a year on a spend of $100 billion in 2014 and 2015. The bill then increases the basis for that goal to $150 billion in 2016 and 2017, yet it lowers the total percentage. We have all that online later today so people can read for themselves. The agencies also would have to establish specific goals for savings that would equal this government-wide target of about $10 billion in the first 2 years. Finally, the bill calls for guidance from the Office of Management and Budget to address data collection, savings criteria and metrics, and procedures to hold agencies accountable for meeting those goals. Now, I understand there is a new bill that better defines strategic sourcing principles that includes giving more attention to small businesses. There's also a bill that the bill's also going to be updated to talk about the different goals. I have sources who are telling me this bill is going to come out. I have not been told what the exact specifics are. So I'm working on a bill that is from June, but it's still what I'm told about 70 to 80% accurate. Now, I think where this is all coming from is twofold. Number one, the Government Accountability Office found in two reports, one in April 2013 and another one in September 2012, that agencies are leaving billions of dollars on the table in potential savings. GAO looked at the four largest agencies that make up about 80% of all federal procurement, defense, veterans affairs, homeland security, and energy, and found that they only use strategic sourcing about 5% of the time, and about $25.8 billion worth of their spending. On average, in industry, they're using as much as 15% of the time. So this bill, I think, is trying to address what many believe is an opportunity that the government is missing out on.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. Are the goals, the savings goals in the law, the right incentive to get agencies to go with strategic sourcing, do you think?
It's a similar question that came up yesterday at a hearing of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. Senator Ron Johnson says he's been trying, the agencies have been trying to get their arms around strategic sourcing since the 1980s.
It's about information. It's about data. It's about accountability. But let me throw another word out there, incentives. Why does business do it? Because business has to make a profit. Now, every business manager that's undergoing a strategic purchasing isn't necessarily have that profit motive, but they're being driven by the profit motive because their manager's telling them, your budget's just been cut by 10%. So that'd be the question I have for you. How can we instill an incentive into a government bureaucracy to actually start accomplishing some of this stuff, which should have truthfully been accomplished and implemented decades ago?
Now, that question specifically was to Joe Jordan, the administrator of the Office of Federal Procurement Policy. Jordan says incentives, like what he sees in industry when he was there, are tough for government. He says without that profit motive, the administration has to figure out other ways to get people moving. And one of those, he says, is the new prices paid portal that's going to give contracting officers a view into what others are paying for similar products and services. Jordan says he believes that's going to be incentive enough. Christina Chaplin is the Director of Acquisition and Sourcing Management at the Government Accountability Office. She says the government has to use positive and not negative incentives. Listen to this exchange between Chaplin and Senator Johnson.
There are some negative incentives. If they do claim savings, they might get their savings taken away from them.
Their budget cut.
Yes.
And they don't want to do that.
Right.
So really the incentive in government is really failure actually pays off in government, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Okay.
There's also a resistance just to lose control over spending. That was told to us a number of times. When you talk about incentives, DHS did put incentives in the SES contracts to use strategic sourcing, and they're an agency that's ahead of others. They've got about 20% of their procurement spending going through strategic sourcing. And the leading companies likewise put incentives into executive contracts. That's the best way to get people to behave and overcome these perceptions.
And this idea of putting incentives in senior executive contracts is actually starting to kind of grow. At the General Services Administration, senior executive performance plans will include small business and strategic sourcing goals. Dan Tangerlini is the administrator of GSA. I caught up with Mr. Tangerlini after the hearing to find out more about GSA's incentive plans.
We haven't even talked about bonuses, and as you heard Senator McCaskill point out, we've pushed really hard on bonuses. I'm talking about basic performance expectations of our senior executives. And so we'll put aside any discussion of bonus later. What I want to know is, or frankly, I want the executives to know, and they want to know, what is the expectation? What is it that you're trying to get done? And I think by having a clear set of expectations for performance management for senior executives in the federal government, I've seen senior executives do truly amazing things. What we need to do is just recognize our responsibilities as leaders and managers to make clear for those executives what we're expecting them to deliver.
Now, you heard Mr. Tangerlini talk about Senator Claire McCaskill. She, of course, is not a big fan of the bonus structure, the way the agencies have set it up. And she even said during the hearing, listen, giving SESers, you know, the right incentive cannot include bonuses because too often SESers aren't held accountable enough and they just get their bonuses. And that was very frustrating for her. Now, she says that there are too many disincentives in government to use strategic sourcing.
Until we have the right incentives in place, we're not going to really ever do anything other than have, with all due respect, I know you guys are doing better, but it's still a lot of councils. It's still a lot of hemming and hawing about guidance. It's still a lot of, hey, there's a new sheriff in town, and you're going to strategically source what you buy, period. I mean, that's what we need to be saying on this stuff.
So, Jason, did you get a sense of whether McCaskill or the other lawmakers believe that a law would be necessary to change how the government buys things?
Well, it's interesting. The idea of legislation actually came up a few times during the hearing. In fact, GAO's chaplain seemed to almost discuss this no-labels bill word for word as something that would be needed as she responded to a question from Senator Tom Carper, the chairman of the committee, about what could lawmakers do.
There could be legislation that actually requires the government to set government-wide goals for strategic sourcing. There are none right now. Goals could be tailored by agencies as well. There could also be goals separated, not just in terms of how much we should strategically source, but what savings we hope to get. And then from there, you can break things down in terms of what should be done at the agency level. Should they have accountable officials? What should their responsibilities be? That's something you can ask the executive agencies to do.
Now, a spokesperson for the committee told me by email when asked about that no-labels bill that Senator Carper believes the government can do much better to promote strategic sourcing and save taxpayers' money in the long run. Moving forward, the spokeswoman says that Senator Carper will continue to work with both Senate and House colleagues and the administration to find the best solution to improve the efficiency of government purchasing and to ensure taxpayers are getting the best services for their dollars. Obviously, there's no promise, no support for a bill, but no anti-bill either. So while Chaplin thought legislation could help, she actually said oversight and accountability are more important than legislation. And that's where Senator Tom Coburn, of course, seems to come in and agree. He is the ranking member of the committee. Coburn pressed OFPP's Jordan for when actually OFPP would release guidance for how agencies should measure savings, you know, for strategic sourcing. Now, while Jordan didn't offer any insight into OFPP's plans, he did talk about the cross-agency goals and the fact that agencies do have goals to strategically source at least two commodities, including one of those should be technology, and save up to at least 10% of their previous costs. Now, obviously no new guidance is coming, but this is something strategic sourcing has definitely caught the attention of Congress, the White House. How those two things come together, that's going to be what we're going to look at over the next few months.
Well, Jason, just one final question. The term itself, strategic sourcing, is not that carefully defined. And so do members of Congress have an idea what they mean when they say that word?
I'm not sure, because a lot of times I do go back to talking about bulk buying, right? What does Walmart do? What does a Fortune 500 company do? And strategic sourcing can definitely include that idea of bulk buying, but it's also the way you buy things. And Joe Jordan, during the hearing yesterday, tried to explain the three different points of strategic sourcing and how they could work. For instance, you know, there is the idea of bulk buying, but it's also contract consolidation. He pointed to Homeland Security as well as the Commerce Department, who is looking at, okay, we have all these, for instance, contracts for desktop computers. How can we consolidate them into one contract? And those are the type of things he's pointed out. So I think part of this hearing yesterday was to understand more broadly what strategic sourcing means and how it can be applied.
Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.